Yerushalmi Trumos corresponding to Bavli Chulin Daf Nun Zayin. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Hey Amud Beis at the top of the page. Chevaya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan v'afilu al atal. Chevaya quoting Rabbi Yochanan said that now according to Rabbi Yochanan's earlier reason that one shouldn't cause extra effort to be done by the kahanim, even if the owner actually crushed the olives before he gave them to the kohen, it's still invalid truma. Rabbi Imi b'shem Rabbi Yochanan divrei Beis Shammai nasi ka ime harizu truma alea va'al shelamaton. Rabbi Imi quoting Rabbi Yochanan said that he is disagreeing with the Chevaya that Beis Shammai hold that when he makes his olives truma, it is as if he said that it should be truma for it, the olives in the press, and for that which is under it, which is the oil that drained out when it was crushed. Rabbi Chananya savar meimah b'minoi. Rabbi Chananya suggested this applies only to its own species. Amalei Rabbi Zeira loy to kabel alecha kein mekem to amah harezu niftar mashu b'yadoi v'ashar chulin v'chulin poitrin et hatevel. Rabbi Zeira said to Rabbi Chananya that don't accept this view of Rabbi Yochanan that, as if he said, it in fact applies even to other species, and once he said this is, it exempts that which is in his hand, and the rest is chulin, and how can chulin exempt tevel? Amar Rabbi Chananya, b'rei to Rabbi Hillel, ka'achas mekem to amah harezu niftar mashu b'yadoi v'niftar mashu l'maton. Rabbi Chananya, son of Rabbi Hillel, says that he exempts at the same time when he says harezu, he exempts both that which is in his hand and the rest of it. Amar Chanina, nirin hadvarim b'truma gedoila shi'sricha l'troim in amukov, av b'trumas masa sricha shetei b'samsemes b'mida b'mishkal of a minyan. Rabbi Chanina said that this appears correct for truma gedoila, for which you have to separate from that which is in close proximity, but trumas masa must be separated according to measure, weight, or number. Tamantaninan in toim minatame ala tor. We have a mission in the second paragraph that says that one may not separate from tame for toho. Tani b'shem Rabbi Yosi v'im Torah min atame ala tor b'meshegim b'mevid masha osa osi. And the Braitha quotes from Rabbi Yosi that if one separated from tame for Torah produce, whether inadvertently or intentionally, it is valid truma. Ma Rabbi Yosi hacha, Roma in tamon shekuloi hefzed l'kohanim at amma masha osa osi hacha din kuloi hefzed l'kohanim l'kol shekein. What is Rabbi Yosi reason? If over there, when he separated Tamei Truma, is completely prohibited to the Kohen, and nevertheless what he did was valid, here, when he intentionally separated from the olives for the oil, where it's not completely lost to the Kohen, and it merely involves extra effort to the Kohen, certainly it should be valid. Ashrach Tani b'shem Rabbi Yosi, ein toimim zeisim ala shemen, v'alayanovim ala yayin, im toam, b'shamayimim trumas atzman, bohen v'siloimim, ein trumas and truma. Now later Mishnah says in the name of Rabbi Yosi, and that one may not separate truma from olives for oil or from grapes for wine, but if he did, Beis Shammai say it's valid truma only for them, means the olives or the grapes themselves. But Beis Hillel say that it's not truma at all. Mechalfer should say to Rabbi Yosi, Taman hu ama masha asa osri vacha ama ain't trumas and truma. The Gemara asked that the opinion of Rabbi Yosi seems to have switched. There he said that if he did it, it's valid, and here he said it's not valid truma. Taman truma ena mitzuya ve'en b'nei adam. Toyim loy ma shetomim masim mizeh al zeh, avar zeisim al hashemen v'anovim al hayayin mutsuyin hein v'im oma at kain afu sava meima shemutu l'troim zeisim al hashemen v'anovim al hayayin. The Gemara answers that there it's uncommon that a person would separate truma from tamei for toho, and people don't mistakenly think that one may tithe from one for the other. But separating from olives for oil and grapes for wine is common, and if we say that the separation is valid, one may come to think that it's actually permitted to separate olives for oil and grapes for wine.